You can.
Okay. Rebuilding New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. After the water entered her New Orleans home, Viola knew her family had to leave. A neighbor took them to the overpass, but the situation was awful. No water, no food, no shelter. They waited to the Superdome and Convention Center. It was even worse there. Viola realized they had to be on their own rescue heroes. They found an abandoned truck. For 2 days, they rescued more than 100 people, delivering them to safer places. On the third day, the truck ran out of gas. As they crossed the Mississippi River Bridge in search of food and water, armed police officers ran over and held them at a gunpoint, yelling racial slurs and insisting they return to the flooded city. Only a radio emergency called the police off. After a grueling journey, the group eventually reached the town of Hammond. They were welcomed into people's homes. "We were blessed," Viola says.
But Viola's heart was in New Orleans. When she returned a few months later, she said, "I felt like I was all gone. My neighborhood, which my family was gone. There was work to be done, but where did you start when everything's gone? Then I thought, well, I have myself." Viola got busy. As a longtime activist and director of the welfare rights organization, Viola has spent years helping poor women and families improve their lives. During Katrina, she helped people who were abandoned. Viola has traded the truck for a desk and phone, but continues helping people stranded by the disaster. She rebuilt her organization and locates temporary housing and aid so poor families can return. 2 years after Katrina, 200,000 New Orleans citizens have not been able to come home. Another 78,000 are still in trailers. Poor people, particularly those of color, face many obstacles, especially the lack of affordable housing. The rebuilding of New Orleans is keeping many people stranded. Viola is one person who helps, with support from the UUSC Gulf Coast Relief Fund. She works every day so everyone, regardless of color or class, has the right to come home, making the right to water a reality. Angel, from a town in Ecuador, was faced with a reality heartbreaking for any parent. His children, George Lewis, 9, Elizabeth, 7, and Diane, 6, were among 150 students from their school infected with hepatitis A by bad drinking water. Angel's family normally boiled their water, but there was a gas storage at the time of the outbreak. Now, with an income of $41 per week, Angel can barely afford the medication that his children required. The water in the neighborhood was revealed to be contaminated, and the level of chlorine, which is used to purify water, was found to be well below the legal limit. The water supply in Guayaquil at the time of the outbreak was provided by a private company, InterAgua. When InterAgua denied any responsibility for the outbreak, the youth of Guayaquil took action. UUSC partners with a community-based organization called My Kite Movement that empowers youth to take political action to promote human rights. Mi Cometa mobilized a campaign demanding that the government reviewed InterAgua services. The government deemed the water provided by InterAgua unfit for human consumption and required a company to clean up the water. Mika Mehta helped get water bills suspended until Inter Agua began supplying the people of Gayquil in adequate water. Mika Mehta is bringing legal action against Inter Agua in Ecuador and possibly internationally under the Convention of the Rights of the Child, an international treaty which includes the right of children to clean water. Human Right to Water states that everyone is entitled to safe, affordable, sufficient, and accessible water. UUSC partner Mika Mehta is dedicated to making the right a reality for the children of Ecuador.
Strengthening the rights of child laborers. Living in Nairobi slum isn't easy for anyone, but for a child, living in a Nairobi slum can be far more difficult. Conditions like overcrowding, disease, violence, lack of access water, and few economic opportunities and lack of educational opportunities are just some of the obstacles a child faces. But the Rock Women's Group, a UUSC program partner based in Nairobi, Kenya, is attempting to change this fact. The group, a coalition of over 20 primary school teachers who work in slums throughout the city, is engaged in a mission of strengthening the rights of the child labor force. And they are making headway into the lives of children there, despite challenging circumstances. Mary is one such girl, a 16-year-old living in a slum called Karakocho. Mary made it through eighth grade and passed the entrance exam to high school, a real feat. But when her mother died, Mary became the chief breadwinner of her household, working every day alongside her grandma in the local open-air market. She had to leave school and her dream of furthering her education. A member of the Rock Women's Group worked in Mary's school and noted her absence. She looked for Mary with the permission of her grandmother. Mary entered an informal high school in the evenings. The Rock Women's Group is also helping Mary take on hair braiding apprenticeship, giving her a trade in addition to an education. Mary has a chance at a better life now. Mary has a chance at a better life now. If I passed in school, she said, I can go to college. If I don't make it through school, I can join the cooperative of hair braiders. The teachers are helping me go to school and also learn a trade. I am happy. Mary is just one of many children who have been helped through the informal education and training provided by the Rock Women's Group. In their own words, slowly, creatively, and surely, we will succeed.
U.S. military seek peace and justice. As Americans everywhere are finding their civil liberties curtailed as a result of peace instituted by the U.S. government, after September 11th, one UUSC program partner is helping to defend the right of U.S. military personnel to freedom of speech.
Legal protection. Appeal for Redress has called for Congress to support the prompt withdrawal of all U.S. military forces and bases of Iraq. The group has collected the signatures of nearly 2,000 active duty military personnel and presented them to Congress. In the petition, the state firmly says that staying in Iraq will not work and is not worth the price. It's time for the U.S. troops to come home.
Legal protection ensures that any member of the military can petition his or her member or Congress for any reason without fear of punishment. Yet some of these brave servicemen and women who have spoken up have been retaliated against by the military for asserting their First Amendment rights.
Appeal for Rujess, co-founder, Petty Officer Jonathan Hudo says, growing up in Atlanta, we were reinforced with a principle of peace and justice and ensuring equality and fairness in society.
Whether or not I am in the military or teaching school or working in corporate America, I would totally have it in mind, peace and justice in society.
Thank you for sharing those stories with us. We're now going to pass out the boxes that you will collect your money in, and our fifth or seventh grade class will help pass out the boxes. I hope that you will take one. If you need help putting it together after the service, come see one of these fine young people who will assist you in that task. And we also have copies of these stories for you to take home to read. We hope that you will bring back these boxes with your checks made out to UUSC at our service on January 6th.